Joshua was a fighter, now he's learning how to be a leader. God created trouble, watch this. God created trouble to give him influence. Which leads me to impediments. I'm going from influence to impediment. Can I take a little bit longer today? Because I came fully loaded. I didn't bring a happy meal. I brought a 5-course filet mignon dinner served in segments and courses with sorbet in between each segment. Are you ready for this? The flood was an impediment. The flood was an impediment that God used to increase Joshua's influence. You've been asking God to move the impediment. But if God removes the impediment, you won't have the influence. How you respond to your impediment is what gives you influence. Watch this. Oh God, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm so excited. See, Joshua, when he was up under Moses, had seen the grapes. He had seen the grapes of the promised land. He had foretasted the grapes. But he had not seen the flood. The flood was associated with the harvest, so it didn't flood all the time. So the last time Joshua was there, he talks about the giants that were in the land, the sons of Anak, but he doesn't mention the flood. He had sent spies over, but they don't come back talking about the flood. They had not seen the flood. Remember Joshua 3:15, the Bible says, the Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. The flood and the harvest are connected. Joshua has come to the promised land at the time of the harvest, which means it's raining a lot. And all the waters of Jerusalem have no place to flow but down. I've been to Israel. I've seen the Sea of Galilee. I've been to the Jordan River. I was shocked when I got to the Jordan River. Were you shocked when you got to the Jordan River? I was shocked when I got to the Jordan River. I was disappointed when I got to the Jordan River. I was expecting to at least see the Kanawha River, the river from Charleston. I thought it would be like a river. I got to the Jordan River, man, it looked like a creek. I said, so John was baptized. The Jordan River is no wider than this stage. I was so disappointed because in my head, I saw something that was big. But when I came to the Jordan River, it was not during a flood. So if you come to my backyard and it hadn't been a flood, it's actually quite dry. But because it's in a floodplain, if you come at another time, bring your swimming trunks. Because the little pond in my backyard overflows to the point that I had to claim insurance and rebuild, not because I live with the river in my backyard, but in that season, it flooded. You are in a flooding season. And the Lord wants you to hear this word today, because the Lord ordered the impediment of the flood to give you influence. How you handle this flood will determine the influence for the rest of your life, because you are leading a group of people who have no point of reference. So God has simulated a crisis to prove his promise that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. So God has turned a creek into a river so that he can demonstrate his power in your life. Instead of rebuking the devil and pleading the blood, I want you to thank God for the flood in your life. Come on, come on. Come on. Because the flood is a sign that the harvest is in process, and the flood is a sign that God is about to give you influence beyond your wildest dreams, because how you deal with this impediment will determine the influence that you walk in the rest of your life. And if you don't cross this Jordan, you will never kill the Canaanites, the Gerashites, the Havites, the Hittites, or the Jebusites. Everything you're gonna be depends on how you handle this flood. It was a creek when you saw it. Now it's a flood when you get up to it. And you're standing there at the Jordan wondering what to do. You don't need evacuation. You need ammunition. Joshua is leading the people to where he has already been, just like Moses led them to the place he'd already been. You cannot lead people to places you haven't gone. So stop trying to be a tour guide in a place you don't know nothing about. So Joshua is leading them to a place that he has been before. He is proficient at crossing the Jordan when it's not a flood. But now it's a flood. And all he has is the promise of God that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. The only difference is, I'm gonna hurry on. The only difference is that at the Red Sea, Moses stretched forth his rod and the waters parted and they walked across on dry ground. But when Joshua gets to the Jordan, and the flood has turned it into an amazing river. And Joshua stands there at the Jordan River, and standing there is not working. He can't stretch forth his rod, that's not working. God said, I'm gonna be with you like I was with Moses, but I'm not gonna do it like I did with Moses. So you can't imitate your Moses and cross your Jordan. Who am I preaching to? In this place, slap your neighbor and say, I'm gonna cross over. I'm about to cross over. I'm about to leave the old me and cross over to a new me. I'm about to leave my old place and cross over to a new place. I'm about to step out of this zone and step into that zone. Everybody won't be able to go with me. So some people are gonna have to stay on this side of the Jordan, because not every tribe is able to cross over a floodplain. But the Lord sent me here to preach to somebody that's standing in front of a flood. You can't bring everybody with you. Some people got to pitch their tent out in the desert because they are desert babies. They are not kingdom builders. And you got to let them pitch their tent within their comfort zone. But there are a few of us that have come too far to fall short of the promise of God. Is there anybody in this house that's come too far to settle on the desert? You've been through too much. You cried too many nights. You endured hardness. And whatever you gotta go through, I'm going to step into this Jordan and make something happen. Give me 30 seconds of crazy praise. I gotta go all the way. I gotta go all the way. If mama don't go, if daddy don't go, if sister don't go, if brother don't go, I got to go all the way. I don't know how to working. My rod ain't working. But I'm going to do something to get my miracle from the Lord. Maybe you stretch forth your rod and it worked for Moses, but it didn't work for you. It's not Moses' method. It's Moses' anointing that is on you to cross over this season in your life. If I'm answering prayers, if I'm answering questions, if I'm speaking to your destiny, holler at your boy.